On a corner near downtown Winterset, hundreds of visitors watch a ribbon-cutting ceremony.
Welcome to the grand opening of the John Wayne Birthplace Museum.
In 1907, John Wayne was born in a modest four-room house. Since the 1980s, Wayne's birthplace has been open for tours, but in 2008, organizers committed to expanding the experience by building a museum. They hired Chicago Tribune travel writer and reviewer of Western books, Brian Downs, to be the executive director and head fundraiser. Sitting in the backyard of Wayne's house, Downs says he took the job because he believes in the patriotic vision John Wayne and director John Ford portray in their movies.
I'm madly in love with the United States of America and her history and her heritage, and it's a love, the same kind of love John Ford had and John Wayne had for the country. And I cannot imagine a better way to tell the American story than through focusing on guys like that and their work.
Wayne plays a leading character in many of John Ford's westerns, including The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
You can forget what I said about buying the gun. You're a tenderfoot. Liberty Valance, the toughest man south of the picket wire. Next to me.
Scott Iman is the author of the biography John Wayne, The Life and the Legend. During the grand opening, he says he expected mostly older men would be interested in the book, but during the book tour, he discovered something unexpected.
At every city, at every book signing, there was always a group of young women in their 20s and 30s. And I would always take them aside at some point and ask them, "What are you doing here?"
Iman says they shared with him fond childhood memories of watching Wayne movies with their fathers.
They had intuited that their father or their grandfather really admired John Wayne and responded to him in some visceral, almost nonverbal way, and that it was a way of reclaiming that bond.
And it was only in talking to these women that I realized that John Wayne has been passed down from generation to generation, from father to son, from father to daughter, as an American cultural heirloom.
Executive Director Brian Downs says while most of the museum visitors are longtime fans, they're also seeing younger faces.
John Wayne died 30 years before some of these youngsters were born, the little ones. But they're getting exposure. I think John Wayne has the exact same appeal now that he always did, as long as you're exposed to him.
Downs says the museum's mission is to expose visitors to Wayne's life and work with a small theater and a large room housing memorabilia like costumes, props, letters, and even one of John Wayne's cars. Downs says during the past 7 years, he and the museum board had to raise $2.5 million, with most of it coming from modest donations by fans.
We're still short $300,000 in loans, but this event's going to make a big dent in that. Then going forward, our priorities starting on Tuesday is going to be pay down our debt, continued publicity, and reaching for an endowment.
Downs, who is 61, says being the executive director of the John Wayne Birthplace Museum is the best job he's ever had, and he never wants to leave this small Iowa town where his favorite movie actor was born. In Winterset, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.
It's not dinner time by now?
Dinner time will come and go without notice on this trip. Get on your horse.